We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everybody. We promised we would have basketball recaps for you, and sure enough, here they are. Josh Lewin with you. These game summaries, always exciting to do, especially when you're doing them for a team that is number two in the nation, maybe on the fast track to number one. The week of November 8th to 14th, two games, first Cal State Bakersfield, then number four Villanova. What a start for UCLA, winning both games, a second one in overtime in front of a sold-out house. Let's go game by game, starting with the lid lifter to the season, a physical mid-major opponent. After that 95-58 win against the Roadrunners of Bakersfield, here's what Tracy Murray and I had to say courtside. Well, the Bruins made it a rout in the first half, 47-19 over Cal State Bakersfield. And from there, Tracy Murray, it was just kind of taking care of business. They had to do that, though, without Cody Riley. Cody got hurt 3 minutes into the game, the knee buckling as he was chasing a loose ball. And the hope, obviously, is that he's going to be okay. They're going to need him for Villanova and for the entire season.
Right. Right now, you just hope that he can get the swelling down, continue getting some type of movement and flexibility in it to where he can play for that game. You just hope that he's healthy. That's all.
Riley out, but everybody else soared at some point in this game. Let's take you through it. Jules Bernard, 19 points, and for only the third time in his college career, had 4 3-pointers go down. Juzang had 19. His return to Pauley was actually his best game he ever had at Pauley in terms of point production. And that's a weird one because you say, wait a minute, he'd never scored 19 points at home? Answer is no. Last year, he averaged 9.3 at Pauley. He did all his best work on the road. You got Tiger Campbell hitting a couple of threes on his way to 10 points and 4 assists. And that's no small thing, Tracy. Tiger Campbell needs to establish he's got that threat of an outside game. He shot only 25% on threes last year. Starts out 2 for 2 this year.
Yeah, the only buckets he hit were three-pointers tonight besides his free throws. And, you know, you'll take that. He's 100% from the field starting off. And that was a check mark that he had to put in the box, so to speak, and he's cashed in on it this game.
Meantime, Jaime Jaquez continues to check every box. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. Only played 24 minutes. His defensive intensity is tremendous.
Outstanding. I mean, we all know he can put points on the board. He's definitely the Bruins' best two-way player. He can score. He can lock people down defensively. And he's also a playmaker. He sets the tables for a lot of guys on the floor. And you just got to tip your hat to him, and I love the way he plays.
How about the two new additions, Johnson and Watson? Johnson and Watson, both from Long Beach Poly, both guys with something to prove in the opener here, I suppose. And they both had 5 rebounds. They both had 2 blocks. They both played 18 minutes. Peyton Watson, though, missed his first 7 shots. He ended up 0-for-5 from three-point range, but he started getting better looks at the bucket. He was driving, and he ended up scoring 7 points. Miles Johnson only scored 2 points, but then again, he only took 1 shot.
Right, but they both contributed to this win. Watson's a freshman, and you know, you got to feel your way through, and this is something you don't worry about in the first game. And you got the veteran leadership and protecting the rim out there with Johnson, and he's going to only continue to do more and more as we move forward in this season.
As for the rest of the Bruin bench, and I go to what the Atlanta Braves were calling their bullpen guys on their way to the World Series. They called themselves the Night Shift, and I don't know if that's the kind of nickname the Bruins will embrace off the bench here, but the Night Shift tonight, the guys that came in, Jalen Clark, tremendous work at both ends. He had 7 points. Check that, 7 rebounds to go with his 10 points. 7 rebounds led the game, and he only played 19 minutes. Yeah, David Singleton with 7 points, 2 rebounds, and he was splashing in threes. Kenny Nuba, who scored only 2 points all year in 107 minutes. He scored 4 points in about 30 seconds in one flurry late in the game tonight. That was great to see.
Yeah, it was great to see everybody get involved and contribute to the game and get on the scoreboard. But now, take that and build. You got to be consistent in order for the Bruins to continue to win moving forward. So the bench is very important.
Jake Kyman is on that list. He splashed in a 3-point shot. Singleton and Kyman were a combined 3 of 4 from distance. The team was 13 of 27. But Tracy, you and I were talking off the air. It seems like Mick Cronin's got an opportunity here to just pick his sharpshooter, right? I mean, if Singleton is feeling it, you go with Singleton off the bench. If Kyman is hitting the shots, you can go with Kyman.
Right. It's one of these situations where the team is so deep that it's going to be competition between those two of how they're going to get their playing time. Whoever catches fire first and plays better defense is going to be on the floor.
The Bruins overall with 8 blocks and 7 steals. So you have to like the way that worked at the defensive end.
Oh, absolutely. When you're able to block 8 shots and get 7 steals, that's going to create a lot of easy baskets moving forward.
And the Bruins ending up shooting 50% in this game to only 38% for Cal State Bakersfield. And for a while, that number was a lot lower than 38.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot lower. And in garbage time, guys are going to be able to get a couple of easy baskets when you're playing against deep into the bench and walk-ons. You know, they're going to get a couple of easier baskets.
So the Bruins will get a much stiffer test, obviously, against Villanova. But in terms of a warm-up act, I thought this one played well, right? Because yeah. Bakersfield really chases you and gets after you.
Yeah, I think so, too, because when you look at this game, this is the type of team that can make the game ugly and disrupt you and pressure you the whole time. I think when you're facing a team like Villanova, they're going to play you straight up. I don't think the pressure is going to be the same, but you're going to be dealing with, you know, some taller players in the post to be able to help. I think the Bruins are going to get better opportunities playing Friday than they did tonight because of how ugly the game was that Bakersfield did.
All right, let's go from ugly to handsome real quick here. Johnny Juzang has come by, and the last time Bruin fans were buzzing about just one player like this, I think it was probably Lonzo Ball. And the last time there was this much buzz about a returning Bruin, you might have to go back to Aaron Aflalo after the Final Four of 2006. So, high expectations this year, Johnny. You're going to be hearing about that all year. It's like if you don't win 195-58, you've done something incorrectly. And obviously, it's not that easy. As Tracy was just talking about, these guys play hard, this Bakersfield team.
Yeah, so they are great at crashing the offensive glass. So that was something we had to prepare for a lot. And, yeah, they're a good team, and they play really hard. They're physical, so you come out here and you play every game the same way with the same level of focus.
I think they were also scrappy and after loose balls. Was that a point of emphasis to try to get to the loose balls? Like in that situation with Cody, where he got hurt.
I know.
I thought he should have probably gotten on the ground. Was that the emphasis to get to the loose balls and secure the ball?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. They're a hard-playing team, like you guys said. You could see that on some of the loose balls here tonight. So, yeah, getting to loose balls. And that's a, you know, that's the emphasis every game. You know Coach Cronin. So we're trying to get every ball and be the toughest team on the floor every single time we step on it.
So for you, Johnny, I mean, I think a lot of people expecting you in what is assumably going to be a wonderful year for you to be able to go out and just kind of shrug and get your 19 every night. And I know it's not as easy as that. You're working so hard at both ends of the floor. Your defense really sparkled, it seemed, tonight, too. You were getting into passing lanes. You were so active with your hands. Point of emphasis, right? I mean, that's something you're really working on.
Thank you. Yeah, no, for sure. It's definitely something I want to bring to the table. And look, I'm just, you know, trying to bring value to this team and contribute in as many ways as possible. So, obviously, you know, your defense is going to be a big part of that. So, you know, that's going to be a staple of this team and something we're all trying to, you know, get better on every day.
48% from three-point range. Is that the ball movement? Is that guys feeling more and more comfortable behind the three-point line?
Yeah, it's, you know, we love playing with each other, and it's an unselfishness on the team, and guys want to find each other and get open shots. So I think it's a combination of playmaking, you know, and guys finding each other and love playing with each other. And then also we just got a talented group of guys who can really shoot the ball. So, you know, it's good when the shots fall. You know, they don't always do that, but it's always nice.
The crowd tonight, Johnny, wasn't huge, but it was loud, and it's going to be both huge and loud, by the way, on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So because you played at Kentucky, look, it's not like you're a stranger to loud crowds and teams that get that energy from a crowd. But last year, obviously, your first as a Bruin, you didn't have this. So how special was it just to be part of that tonight?
Oh, my God, it's great, man. We miss everybody so much. So having the fans in the gym is wonderful. You know, it keeps us going, and we love it, man. You really can't replace it. So, seriously, like, I mean, all of the guys, we're like, we love it, man. We love it.
Well, if you loved it with 5,600 people in the building, you're going to adore it with 14 in the building. But, you know, what's funny, we talked about it, Tracy and I did a little bit. What's so bizarre, I don't know if fans know this or that if you really even know this, but of your top 9 scoring games last year, none of them were here. I mean, you did all your best work somewhere else. So it's got to feel pretty nice to come out and say, look, I mean, I can get double digits at home. It's not
yeah. Yeah, man, I don't have anything to say for that one. But
well, yeah, I called you the road warrior last year.
Yeah,
man,
yeah, you got your people here is my point, right?
You
exactly. Want to put on a show.
Exactly, man. We got to, you know, keep it fun.
Well, 8 blocks and 7 steals, man. How does it feel to have some rim protection back there? And then you guys, enables you guys to get out and pressure and get into the passing lanes, right?
Yeah, we have some serious shot blockers. You know, obviously Jaime, but the two new guys, man, Peyton and Miles, are elite rim protectors. So you can tell you can see the difference. And that brings a whole other element to the team. So that's going to be huge for us, man. It's huge, you know. You're making up for certain mistakes when you have rim protectors like that. You know, it gives us a little, you know, second chance.
Well, a second chance for Bruins fans to enjoy you and your great work. Everybody's so thrilled that you came back for what could be a very special season.
Oh, I'm thrilled too.
Yeah, I mean, it all sets up beautifully. So I know it's only one game. There's about 30-something more to win. But this one was great. Congratulations, and thanks for your time, Johnny.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
right,
everybody.
Thanks.
That's Johnny Juzang. Crowd has hung around to see him and hear him. Got a big smile on his face. He deserves the handshakes and the love. He was fantastic tonight, as were his Bruin teammates. 95-58, the happy final. So there's our immediate reaction, and thanks, of course, to Johnny Juzang for stopping by. Now to our Mick Cronin conversation. Always brought to you by Guerrilla Marketing, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics. If you ever wonder who creates the branded signs and banners that you see flying so proudly around campus, it's Guerrilla Marketing. And those proud UCLA alums, they provided branded swag to alumni from the Anderson School of Management, the David Geffen School of Medicine, so many others. They outfit countless clubs and associations on campus with T-shirts and sweatshirts and jackets and more. When you think, who prints the Bruin Blue magazine? It's Guerrilla. Who prints the Rose Bowl Stadium Guide? Guerrilla. UCLA Hall of Fame induction programs, football posters, schedule cards, posters for women's soccer, women's volleyball, Gorilla, 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 Gorilla. Helps business leaders outside of UCLA to have access to socially responsible swag, creating meaningful giveaways for donors and supporters. We hope you'll give them a try. Gorilla Marketing, they provide giveaways to new students for orientation, move-in day, just about every fun event on campus. You know, Gorilla Marketing is part of it. Thanks to them for sponsoring our Mick Cronin conversation post-game. We anticipate a smiling coach, a happy coach. He's a winking coach, at least, to start here. Like, all right, let's go. Let's just go. No coach is ever fully happy, all right? I mean, there's always something you can improve. But
there's no such thing as a happy coach. No.
Well, let me ask you this, Mick. First of all, congratulations. You're 1-0 against a team that, by the way, fights you for every ball. And Cody Riley learned that a tough way. How's he doing?
Well, look, obviously, you know, that's a tough one. I was scared to death for him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, knock on wood, we're hopeful that it's not too serious, mm-hmm. you know, and more for him than us. You know, he's come so far. Fifth year. I mean, you guys, everybody knows Cody's journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so for him to stick it out and help this program get to where it's at, that was tough for me.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was tough for him,
He's built better than me and you, Trey, so I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be okay. So we'll make sure when we, you know, he'll get his MRI first thing in the morning, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. The other guys that were able to keep playing, from your starters anyway, everybody was able to rip in double figures. Jules Bernard, I thought, facilitated well. He had his shot going. Tiger Campbell, if he can hit those threes, boy, I mean, that opens up a whole other world, doesn't it?
We've worked hard at it. Tiger's put in all the time. You know, there's nothing like guys that work hard, listen. They develop. Mm-hmm. Tiger's worked hard at it. It didn't really show in the exhibition, but if you're at practice every day, you see it. He wins every shooting drill. And, I mean, he's, you know, as the guys that played the game, we used to say gym time. I mean, he's put it in. He's put his gym time in. So I think, you know, that won't change, him making open shots. And I was happy he shot them. He's just got to keep shooting them because he's become a good shooter. You mentioned Jules, and you and I did the pregame, Josh. You know, on all these All-American things, and Jaime and Johnny, I think Tiger, they all deserve it. But there's zero chance we play in the Final Four without Jules Bernard. Mm-hmm. Zero chance. Zero. We got guys get hurt. He plays point guard. Then he's our leading rebounder. I mean, he's such a quality player. I mean, he's going to play basketball for a long time.
Yeah, I thought he was an important piece in that game against Gonzaga. When he got in foul trouble, the whole momentum changed. So I definitely agree with you there, Coach. Talking about the defensive side of the ball for a second, 8 blocks and 7 steals. That creates a lot of offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we got Peyton and Miles and then Jalen Clark back in the lineup. So athleticism and length equals some block shots. And then, like you said, that equals fast break. Right. Along with some of the, you know, I think you said 7 steals for us. So, and we're not the most probably effective steal team, you know, because we're such a good shooting team. Look, you can only be good at so many things. We're such an elite shooting team. Look, we got challenges. We all have challenges as coaches early. We have a short turnaround to get ready. I would say there'd be very slim chance Cody'd be able to play Friday, and that I would even do it. You know, I'm worried about his career and our season. So we got to get ready to play with Kenny and Miles, and you know, against Villanova is a team that can. They put a lot of pressure on you, man. They can shoot it in. They're as good as there is out there. I got a lot of experience playing against Villanova in my Big East days. So I'm well aware of what we're in for.
Well, they're going to bring – we know what they're going to bring. I just love the fact that you guys brought it so hard tonight. I mean, there are people out there saying – I read one quote, Mick, where it says UCLA is a football team on the hardwood. And I love that. I mean, because you've said it too. I mean, when you look at even the Showtime era Lakers, it wasn't just – Magic and James Worthy. Had Byron Scott and Kurt Rambis laying people out. I mean, it kind of takes a village to do that, right?
If you don't defend, you can't win. So, you know, you can't be easily scored upon. And we became a team that was not easily scored upon in the NCAA tournament. We have got to carry that over. Analytics matter. So you have to know who can do what and make. You got to pick your poison. You can already see where my mind's at. Villanova makes 15 or 16 threes today. We dealt with that with Alabama. So we've grown a lot defensively. You have to be able to win in a multitude of ways. But I know this, if you lose the physical battle, you're not going anywhere. You know, and there's no reason to lose that battle. There's just no reason to lose.
That's just
battle.
Want to, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, look, hey, we're at UCLA. I'm here to recruit guys who want to play in the NBA. Signing days tomorrow, but I got news for you, and Tracy's sitting here. The NBA is for real.
Yeah.
You better learn how to play hard while you're here. Right? Look at you.
Absolutely.
They're not messing around up there, man.
No.
They're not messing around. They're throwing guys on the floor. Get the MVP last night. He's throwing guys on the ground, joking. Man, it's not for the faint of heart. So, I look at it like, I mean, that's the way it's played. My brother used to elbow me in the head and say, he'd say, playoff basketball.
Absolutely.
I hope you didn't do that to Cam. Well, he's a lot smaller than you.
Well, he would hit me back. You know how tough Cam is.
Yeah, that's my guy.
All right, so all good in the hood by beating Bakersfield. How about number 4, Villanova? Here's what Tracy and I had to say after the overtime thriller attended by 13,659, including Cedric the Entertainer, Jessica Alba, Bill Walton, Jamal Wilkes, and many others. What can you say, partner? The Bruins were down 60-50. It looked like all the air was leaking out of the balloon. And then all of a sudden, it got reinflated in a very big way.
Well, there was a couple three-point shots. There was some stops. The fans got back into the game, and that's all they needed.
The fans were a big factor tonight. It wasn't too long ago, Trace, that we were in here. I mean, 6 months ago, we were in here with the attendance of zero. And tonight, 13,659 saw a game that really, I think you and I saw several times in March in Indianapolis, when you think about it. I mean, this game here was eerily reminiscent of every game the Bruins played in to stay alive as long as they did to get to the Final Four.
And this is only the second game of the season, John.
I'm exhausted already, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the Bruins have reached their peak yet.
So this game started like it was two bald guys fighting for possession of a comb, right? I mean, you had one team 2 of 14. You had the other team 3 out of 15. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the people on the East Coast staying up late were saying, we stayed up late for this?
Right.
5 for 29? It was a 6-4 game about 7 minutes in. But all of a sudden, both teams got hot and stayed hot. There was a stretch, Tracy, where after that 17% shooting by both teams, it was 67% shooting for both teams.
Right. It's called nerves and adrenaline at the beginning of the game. And once you settle down, then that's when you start seeing guys get into their groove, and both teams hit their groove pretty quickly. And what it came down to is starting to get stops again.
Well, and the Bruins, who watched Villanova shoot the first 11 free throws of the game, Bruins then shot 19 of the last 23 free throws of the game, and they made most of them. The Bruins were so good at the line, they made all 12 of their free throws in overtime.
Well, the Bruins were fighting for their lives at the end, and once they got aggressive, they started getting calls. I've always been a firm believer, if you're the more aggressive team, you get the calls. And Villanova was aggressive for most of the game, so they were getting the calls. But the Bruins got aggressive at the right time and got the calls at the right time.
Proving they can win without Cody Riley, that's going to give them a booster shot of confidence. Cody very unlikely to play against Gonzaga, and that game's coming up in just a week and a half. Wow. Bruins out-rebounded a very tough Big East team. Every Big East team is tough, right? Out-rebounded him 46-32. Jaime Jaquez is not the biggest guy on the court, but he might have the biggest heart on the West Coast. He had 13 rebounds. 6 of them were offensive rebounds. He had 21 points.
Right, and you know this is not the biggest team in the world either, Villanova, so Jaquez is rebounding against guys his size, which is to his advantage because he has a nose for the ball when it comes to rebounding. So I think Cody Riley would have had a heck of a game in this game because it's a guy that guys that are his size that he feels probably that he can dominate because he's stronger. I think they're going to need him, though, with that Gonzaga game because it's a bigger team. So hopefully we can get him. I don't know, but everybody's got to be ready to go.
A lot of remarkable stats to parse here, but to me, one of the most incredible things I've really ever seen off a stat sheet, and we knew that there wouldn't be a lot going on from forwards and centers for the Bruins tonight without Cody Riley, but I mentioned this to you a little bit before. Bruins took 64 field goal attempts, 19 free throw attempts. I should redo the math here. So it's 64 plus 19. What is that? I went to college. 83 times they shot the basketball, right? 82 of the 83 shots came from guards. There was one field goal attempt from Miles Johnson about 5 minutes in, and it went in. But that's amazing. You played 45 minutes. You had one shot from a guy who was over 6'7".
And that's where the Bruins are going to have to get better at. They have to balance their offensive attack, and you got to get the big guys some touches in there so they can still be active defensively. But the key to getting Miles the ball is when he's rolling down the lane, let him establish position with a guy on his back and then throw him the ball. Don't throw him the ball when he's moving and don't know what's in front of him. You have to let him establish position so he can catch and finish.
Two quiet assassins in this game. Jules Bernard had 8 points at halftime, had 8 points after halftime. Tiger Campbell ended up with 14, and again, he hit a couple of three-pointers. If that's going to be a club in his bag this year, that's really good news.
It is a club in his bag. From what I hear, he's been winning all the shooting games in practice, so he's improved his shot, and I'm looking forward to him knocking down plenty more three-pointers in the future.
Early on, David Singleton came off the bench and nailed a couple of three-pointers. Let's not forget about that. And one more guy to mention has got to be Jalen Clark. We were just talking to Johnny Juzang about him as well. He did a lot of the dirty work in this game. He only had one basket, but he had six rebounds. He had a block, and he set his feet at the end of regulation. As you had Villanova going in for a winning score, right? But Jalen Clark made sure it wouldn't happen.
That's why I call him the fireman. He goes in there and he puts out the fires. You got to have him on the floor, especially when you need a stop. If he's on the floor, you're going to get a stop. You just got to secure the rebound.
86-77 Bruins in overtime. That is your final score. All right, that's that. Now let's get you to Mick Cronin, brought to you once again by Guerrilla Marketing. Mick joins us right now. He's resplendent in the Nike Jumpman black UCLA victory T-shirt here. And, Mick, we were just talking about the fact that you guys in overtime are becoming pretty tight. Four of the last seven games of last year, and now this, the second game of this year, you guys are finding ways to win these. Obviously, for the most part, one Jalen Suggs bank shot.
Thanks,
notwithstanding.
We all appreciate you reminding
us. I'll fast forward past that one. This was some kind of grit that you guys showed tonight. What was it that turned it around when it was 60-50 Villanova?
Well, defense. You know, they had seven the rest of the game. We got seven stops to finish the game.
Right.
Then we started overtime with two or three stops. So you get 10 stops in a row late in the game, you got a chance to win, especially when you got the guys who can score on our team. But look, they're hard to defend. They're really hard to defend, and it's November 12th. You know, I could obviously, if people stay healthy, we could play them again.
Yeah, we were just saying that.
You know, we could easily play them again. They're really, really – I mean, you're talking about, you know, for our fans, Jamar Samuels, number 23 for Villanova, and Colin Gillespie – what's Colin? Is he two or five?
Two.
Their point guard. Them guys are in their sixth year because they got hurt and they did a redshirted and they did a COVID year. Them guys, I mean, guys can play now. Yeah. You know, Justin Moore is a great player. It's hard to really explain. And I wanted this from my team because I tell you guys a funny story. I got the job. I'm trying to teach these guys how you have to compete, how you have to compete. It was early, and it was a game in the battle for Atlantis, and Villanova was down about 10 to Tennessee at half. They came out in the second half after, obviously, Jay gave them a speech. And it was a mauling. And I showed that to our team back in 2019. Like, this is how hard you have to play. So it's good to get them in here because you realize how hard, you know, every ball – loose ball, every how many rebounds you think we had, and then they knock it away.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you know, anything related to effort, Villanova is excellent at. They have as good a culture as there is in sports, not just college basketball. That's because, you know, Jay's been there a long time. He's got everything the way he wants it there. And it's, you know, and I give him so much credit because, as our fans know, everybody's not in a hurry to fly across the country to play a college basketball game. It's hard to get people to come here.
Right.
You know, and you got to try to get these games for your fans, your students, the players want them, and not just neutral games. You know, you got to try to get some games. I mean, this is what, you know, this is why, Jaime and these guys all come to school here, to be in a game like this. You know, and this is why you buy season tickets.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, just to talk about the game a little bit more, you know, with this type of team and with what you described of them, this is the reason why you can't turn the ball over, because they're already giving you enough problems in the half court.
Yes.
Moving their feet. And now you turn the ball over 14 times and they go get easy buckets for 19 points. So you got, that's definitely something we got to clean up, right?
Yeah, you always know, Trace. That's why we you know, we've gotten to be good friends. So we're minus 9 on points off turnovers. The only thing I talk, because the guys were excited, and I give them credit, it's a great win. But I did I went up, put up 14-7. They had 14, we had 14 turnovers, and they had 7. And I have a saying that you've heard me say in practice. You know, who turns the ball over, the players all have to say, bad players. And we don't have any bad players. So if we're turning the ball over, then we're forcing things that and we're not seeing the open man. We're taking another dribble we shouldn't be taking, which is helping the other team, because it means somebody's wide open at the three-point line, and we have all kinds, so we have shooting everywhere. So that's exactly what I said to them. We have to clean that up, and we got to clean it up in a hurry, because teams can't stop us if we don't turn the ball over. And we went through this. We didn't have the margin for, like, now. Because of Miles, and Peyton didn't get to do a lot tonight, but J-Rock's older, and they're all older. We didn't have any seniors. We overcame it tonight.
Right.
You're not going to overcome that on the road, as you know as a player.
Right.
You cannot turn the ball over like that on the road and win. If this game was at Villanova and we had 14 turnovers, we'd have been going to an early dinner.
Right.
All right, thanks again to Mick. Presented by Guerrilla Marketing. UCLA 2-0, and now Long Beach and North Florida come to Pauley Monday and Wednesday. Hope you have your tickets. Hope to see you there. And real quick, don't forget the Wooden Athletic Fund is supporting the excellence of our student-athletes in the classroom and competition and community. You can become a member for just $9 a month. Invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, go to woodenathleticfund.com. Bruins, 2 wins, no losses, and let's see how high they can fly. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Josh Lewin. Take care.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.